Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stark. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, palms get sweaty, and suddenly you're second-guessing everything. Yeah, fair. It's a universal language. Folks, something we all grapple with. But what if I told you, you don't have to be ruled by it? What if we could learn to navigate the storms of uncertainty with a dose of courage? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Fear and uncertainty are like two sides of the same coin. They go hand in hand, whispering doubts in our ears, trying to hold us back from reaching our full potential. Ever felt paralyzed by fear of failure? What about that nagging sense of uncertainty about the future? It's normal, I promise you. But here's the kicker. Stoicism offers a powerful framework to overcome these challenges and build unshakable resilience. Now, let's break down five key takeaways that can empower you to conquer fear and embrace courage. First, recognize that fear is a natural human emotion. It's there to protect us, but it doesn't always have our best interests at heart. Understanding this helps us detach from its grip. Think of it like an alarm system. It goes off sometimes, even when there's no real danger. Don't let the alarm dictate your actions. Assess the situation rationally. Second, focus on what you can control. You know those worries about things beyond your influence. Let them go. Stoicism emphasizes our power over our thoughts and reactions. Instead of dwelling on uncertainties, channel your energy into taking constructive action within your sphere of control. That could be anything from setting realistic goals to improving a skill. Remember, every small step forward is a victory against fear. Third, refrain negative thoughts. Ever catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or what if I fail? Stoicism encourages us to challenge those limiting beliefs. Ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Then, consciously replace it with a more empowering one. I'm capable of learning and growing. It's like training your mind to be more resilient, less susceptible to fear's negativity. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps us detach from anxieties about the past or future. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and appreciate the simple things. This grounding technique can calm racing thoughts and bring a sense of peace amidst uncertainty. You know that feeling when you're fully absorbed in an activity, like reading a good book or listening to music? That's mindfulness in action. It's a powerful tool against fear's grip. Finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, but acting despite it. It's not about being fearless. It's about facing your fears head on and choosing to move forward anyway. Think of a time when you stepped outside your comfort zone, maybe trying something new or speaking up for yourself. That was courage in action. So, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You've been working on a big project for weeks, putting your heart and soul into it. The deadline is approaching, and you start feeling that familiar anxiety creeping in. What if it's not good enough? What if people criticize it? This fear can easily paralyze us. But what if, instead of letting fear control your actions, you apply these Stoic principles? You could acknowledge your feelings of anxiety without letting them consume you. Focus on the tasks within your control. Refining your work, seeking constructive feedback from trusted sources, and celebrating the progress you've already made. Remember, courage isn't about being invincible, it's about facing challenges with grace and determination. It's about embracing the unknown, learning from setbacks, and constantly striving to be your best self. So take a deep breath, remember these key takeaways, and go out there and face your fears with courage. You've got this. Remember, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, managing them effectively, and living a life of purpose and fulfillment. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. Don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. Let us know how you're applying these Stoic principles in your lives. And as always, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.